is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump says that things are very nicely under control in northern Syria, where Turkish forces are fighting Syrian Kurds who were aligned with the United States against the Islamic State group. Speaking at a news conference with Italy's President Sergio Mattarella, Mr. Trump said the conflict in northeastern Syria is not a U.S. problem.
We have a situation where Turkey is taking land from Syria. Syria is not happy about it. Let them work it out. We shouldn't be over there.
Trump is defending his decision to pull U.S. forces out of the Syrian border region where brutal fighting continues. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, meanwhile, says he thinks removing U.S. troops is bad for long-term American interests.
I think it was a mistake, and I hope it's not too late to stop this aggression.
The House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly Wednesday to condemn President Trump's decision to pull U.S. forces from Syria. The vote was 354 to 60 for the resolution as dozens of Trump's fellow Republicans joined the majority Democrats. Meanwhile, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his country's offensive into Turkey, into northeast Syria, that is, would only end if Kurdish fighters in the region dropped their weapons and withdrew from a planned safe zone. Reuters' Emily with a report.
Tayyip Erdogan has delivered an ultimatum to Kurdish fighters Wednesday.
Bunun için de teklifimiz...
Our proposal to solve the issue in Syria in the quickest way is for all terrorists to drop their weapons, destroy their traps, and withdraw outside of the safe zone we determined by tonight.
He says the country's offensive in Syria will end when a 32-kilometer safe zone is established along Turkey's border.
This is VOA News. A former aide to U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is testifying to the House impeachment panels behind closed doors. Michael McKinley, who resigned last week as a career Foreign Service officer and was Pompeo's de facto chief of staff, he was expected to discuss concerns held by career State Department officials about the treatment of the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, that is, and others who worked on the Ukraine portfolio. A Latin America specialist, McKinley wasn't directly involved in Ukraine policy, but as a senior advisor to Pompeo, was generally aware of the situation. The testimony from witnesses, mainly officials from the State Department and other foreign policy posts, is largely corroborating the account of a government whistleblower whose complaint first sparked the impeachment inquiry. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam was forced to abandon her annual policy address after some lawmakers jeered as she began speaking, causing an unprecedented cancellation of the speech. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
Hong Kong's protests moved inside the city's legislature on Wednesday. The city's least popular post-colonial leader had her annual policy address adjourned after some lawmakers stood on desks, chanted protest slogans, and held up banners of Carrie Lam with blood on her hands. The heckling forced an unprecedented cancellation of the address, with Lam later broadcasting a pre-recorded version instead. But back in the legislature, some lawmakers repeated calls for her to stand down, saying she's become, quote, incapable of leading the city.
Reuters correspondent Michelle Hennessy reporting. Retail sales in the United States dropped sharply last month in their first decline since February. We get more from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Retail sales dropped in September by the largest amount in 7 months, possibly signaling that rising trade tensions and turbulent markets are having an impact on consumer spending. It was the first decline since February. Gasoline sales were down along with car purchases. Consumers weren't shopping as much as sales at department stores were down, almost 1.5%. Grocery store shopping was down, but restaurants saw an increase last month along with healthcare and clothing stores. Shelley Adler, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks were mixed right before the close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down just 0.07%. The S&P and the NASDAQ were both off by 0.17 and 0.32. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.